අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
ආයිබන්දුවේ පුතේ
Dear students, welcome to Ruhunu Guru Gedara Educational Program. I'm Pramudita Kaumadi, a teacher from Navadagala Mahavidyalaya, LPTA. Today, you are going to learn commands in reported speech. Please take a pen and a piece of paper and get ready for the lesson. I know you already know about reported speech. When you tell somebody else what you or a person said before, it's a reported speech. When you use reported speech, you either report statements, questions, commands, or any other type of sentence. When you are transforming statements, my dear children, you have to check whether you have changed the pronouns, tense, place, and the time expressions. From previous lessons, you have learnt how to report statements and questions. Today, we are going to learn how to report commands. What is a command? When someone tells you to do something and you have no choice, it's a command. When someone tells you to do something and you have no choice, it's a command. How do you identify a command? My dear children, they are mostly started with an imperative verb because they are someone to do something. Please write down this example. Go out of the class, teacher said. Go out of the class, teacher said. Underline the first word in that sentence. Can you see it's an imperative? So, it's a command. Please write down the second sentence. Don't sit on the grass, mother said. Don't sit on the grass, mother said. The word don't sit is a command. That means we are not allowed to do that. So, my dear children, do's and don'ts are considered as commands. There are two types of commands. The affirmative or the positive commands and the negative commands. First, let's see how to report an affirmative command. Please write down this sentence. Within inverted commas, arrange the flower vase. Arrange the flower vase. The teacher said. The teacher said. How do you report this sentence? First, we should remove the inverted commas. Then, we use told or asked as the reported verb. The structure is very simple. Told or asked plus noun or the pronoun plus 2 plus infinitive form of the verb. Told or asked plus noun or the pronoun plus to plus infinitive form of the verb. Because we use the infinitive verbs, there is no need to worry about the tense. But as reported statements, we need to change pronouns as well as the time and the place when we are reporting a command. Let's write the sentence you have written in reported speech. Teacher told us to arrange the flower vase. Teacher told us to arrange the flower vase. Let's take another example. Please write this down. Check your school bag. Check your school bag. Father said. Check your school bag, father said. What's the first word of that sentence? Yes, it's check, an imperative. Is it a positive or a negative verb? Yes, it's a positive verb. So, how do you call this sentence? Yes, this sentence is a positive command. Okay, children. Let's write it in reported speech. Father told me to check my school bag. Father told me to check my school bag. Underline the places told me and my school bag. Yes, my dear children, we changed these two places when we reported it. Check is changed as to check. Check is changed as to check. Your school bag is into my school bag. Your school bag is changed into my school bag. Let's take another example. Please write it down. Within inverted commas, sit here and take your food. Sit here and take your food. Mother said to us. Mother said to us. How do we report it in reported speech? Mother told us to sit there and take our food. Mother told us to sit there and take our food. Please underline the places we change. Yes, there you change three places. Sit is changed into to sit. Sit is changed as to sit. Here is changed as there. Here is changed as there. We change your foot as our foot. Your foot is now changed as our foot. Let's read the command and the reported command again. Please read with me. Sit here and take your food. Mother said to us. Sit here and take your food. Mother said to us. The reported command is, Mother told us to sit there and take our food. Mother told us to sit there and take our food. Now, I think you have a clear picture of how to report an affirmative command. Let's see how to report a negative command. It's also very simple, my dear children. Let's write down a negative command. Don't open the door, sister said. Don't open the door, sister said. Please write down the reported command also. The reported command is, Sister told me not to open the door. Sister told me not to open the door. See what are the changes we did, my dear children? Yes, we omitted or deleted don't, and we added not to. We omitted or deleted don't, and we added not to. And we wrote the infinitive form of the verb. Let's read the command and the reported command again. Read with me. Don't open the door, sister said. Don't open the door, sister said. The reported command is, Sister told me not to open the door. Sister told me not to open the door. Don't open has changed into not to open. Don't open has changed into not to open. Let's take another example. Please write it down. Mala said, within inverted commas, Don't come without my permission. Don't come without my permission. The reported speech is like this. Mala told us not to come without her permission. Mala told us not to come without her permission. Here, in that sentence, we did two changes. Did you notice them? Yes. Don't come is changed into as not to come. Don't come, not to come. My permission has changed as her permission. My permission has changed as her permission. Read the sentence and the reported statement again. Mala said, Don't come without my permission. Mala said, Don't come without my permission. The reported speech is, Mala told us not to come without her permission. Mala told us not to come without her permission. My dear children, I think now you have a clear idea of reporting commands. Shall we do the exercises now? Okay, children. Now get ready for the exercises. First, read the instructions. This is what your teacher told you to do. Rewrite them as reported commands. This is what your teacher told you to do. Rewrite them as reported commands. Let's take the first sentence. Wear your mask. Wear your mask. Let's write it in reported speech. Teacher told us to wear our mask. Teacher told us to wear our masks. We added to and the infinitive verb form. We changed the pronoun your as our. Let's tag the second sentence. Keep 2 meters distance. Keep 2 meters distance. Let's report it. Teacher told us to keep 2 meters distance. Teacher told us to keep 2 meters distance. Let's move into the third sentence. Pick up litter in the classroom. Pick up litter in the classroom. Let's report it. Teacher told us to pick up litter in the classroom. Teacher told us to pick up litter in the classroom. My dear children, now we are in the fourth sentence. Do your homework. Do your homework. You can write it as teacher told us to do our homework. The reported command is teacher told us to do our homework. There, we change your homework into our homework. Let's move into the fifth question. Clean your classroom before 7:30. Clean your classroom before 7:30. How do you write it in reported speech? Yes, teacher told us to clean our classroom before 7:30. Teacher told us to clean our classroom before 7:30. My dear children, we are going to do the next task now. They are negative commands. Let's read the instructions of the question. Rewrite the commands which were given by your teacher as reported commands. Rewrite these commands which were given by your teacher as reported commands. Question number 1. Don't make noise in the classroom. Don't make noise in the classroom. How do you report it? Yes, my dear children. Teacher told us not to make noise in the classroom. Teacher told us not to make noise in the classroom. What are the changes we did? We dropped don't and we added not to and the infinitive form of the verb. We dropped don't and we added not to and the infinitive form of the verb. We are at the second question now. Don't forget to bring flowers to the shrine room. Don't forget to bring flowers to the shrine room. Let's write it in reported speech. Teacher told us not to forget to bring flowers to the shrine room. Teacher told us not to forget to bring flowers to the shrine room. Let's do the third sentence. Don't wear jewelry to school. Don't wear jewelry to school. The reported command is, teacher told us not to wear jewelry to school. Teacher told us not to wear jewelry to school. Don't wear has changed into not to wear. Now, we are moving to the next question. That's the fourth command given by your teacher. Don't disturb other classes. Don't disturb other classes. The reported command is, teacher told us not to disturb other classes. Teacher told us not to disturb other classes. Don't disturb has changed into not to disturb. Let's move to the fifth question. Teacher said, don't go out of the class without my permission. Let's write it in reported speech. Teacher told us not to go out of the class without her permission. Teacher told us not to go out of the class without her permission. Shall we move into the last activity? Read the questions first. Complete the sentences in reported speech. My dear children, there are affirmative and the negative questions together. Let's take the first sentence. It's an affirmative command. So let's report it. Auntie told me to lock the door when I leave. What are the changes we did? Yes, we changed lock the door as to lock the door and when you leave as when I leave. The second sentence. Don't make a mess in my kitchen. The reported command is, my kitchen has changed into her kitchen, and we have to report like this. Mother told us not to make a mess in her kitchen. Now we are moving to the third question. Show me your license, the policeman said. The reported command is, the policeman told me to show him my license. So, my dear children, now the rest of the thing you have to do at home alone. Right. Now we are going to stop the end of the lesson today. I hope you will practice more with your teachers. Hope to meet you again with another interesting lesson. Stay safe. Goodbye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
ගුරු ගෙදර සම්බන්ධව ඔබට මතුවන ගැටලු සහ ඔබේ අදහස් පළ කිරීමට දැන් SMS සේවාවක් සක්‍රියයි. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7481 0.7481 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත කිව් අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට සී අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරයේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුමාරන් ගෙදරට එන
රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර.